If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, beautiful people? It's your favorite mentally ill podcast host, Damon Hammack, bringing you another hot episode of Mental Illness. Today's episode is going to be on why I do what I do. Why I came out with my mental illness, why I share it with people, and why I'm super open with it. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, I have been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. We're going to call it NPD from this point on. And this is pretty much my daily journal, diary, or whatever podcast on how I go about living my life, how I process things, and how therapy has helped shape and change my entire existence. But pretty much, like, back to the topic at hand, why I do what I do. It's pretty much because I wish, I want to help people. Even though as crazy as it sounds to people out there who hate narcissistic people, who hate people with NPD, I wish that I would have known earlier in my life, because it would have helped shape me to become earlier who I am right now. But I realize everything happens for a reason, and sometimes you're not ready to receive things. You won't get things until you become the person that's ready to accept it and to receive it. When I found out, like I said, I had my personality disorder, I've been on a different trajectory since then. And I really feel like I've become a better person overall because of it. I know a lot of things that people read about narcissistic people with narcissistic personality disorder is negative. But pretty much 99% of the shit is negative. 100% of the shit is negative. There's no good thing about narcissistic personality disorder. And I'm not here to share with you any good things about it. I'm just trying to share with you who we really are. Who we are as a people. Like, people with this particular personality disorder. We are human beings. We just feel differently. We're shaped differently. We're created differently. And we manage our emotions and our lifestyles differently because we lack certain things that normal people are born with. And that's kind of the cross that we have to bear as who we are. And when I found out about my personality disorder, it broke me, I feel like. But it broke me in a good way. It broke me in a way like that you had to break stained glass to make stained glass. You put it together and make a beautiful painting, beautiful picture. And that's how I am. I feel like I've been put back together slowly but surely to help as many people as I can deal with what they have on a daily basis. Because this shit right here is no walk in the park, especially like being unaware of it for 30 some odd years. And now the last 2 years I've been aware of it have been the best 2 years of my life, because I went to therapy, and therapy has helped me just kind of accept it. Like, you can't fix the fucking human brain. Like, if there was a surgery out there to make me normal, I don't think I would take it, because first of all, you gotta fuck with your brain. It's just I feel like it's like a, reading the things I read about it, it feel like it's just a loose screw or something, a loose wire, something didn't connect in childhood or whatever, or in your adolescence. And so that helped shape who I am. Right now I don't love my narcissism, but I'm starting to kind of become more adjusted to it, because I can see all the little subtle manipulations, the subtle crazy shit I've been doing my entire life, and now I can kind of step into that process, right? I kind of step into the middle of it and be aware of it, because subconsciously, the subconscious mind controls the conscious mind. Like, you don't know like what you're doing. Like, subtly, I want to be manipulative and take advantage of people, but consciously, I think I'm a good person. So right now, I can step in the middle of that process and actually be a good person, be a good human being, and help people to accept who they are and to just deal with it better than what we have been doing it, dealing with it. So there won't be so many victim groups about narcissistic abuse on Facebook and whatever. You mean so many forums and people write about. They pretty much just label us as evil people. I don't think we're evil people. I really, really just think we're just damaged people. Damaged people and hurt people hurt people. You know what I mean? So that's. And like hurt people, we just kind of, man, we take our inner hurt, our inner pain, and just lash out at everybody. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's not. I mean, it sucks. It's not a very, I mean, good existence, but we make the best of it. And that's like, so my goal now is to just help as many people as I can deal with what they are and not try to fight against the tide. Try to roll with the ebbs and flows of life and things like that, and just try to kind of stare into the skid again. I keep saying that. Just embrace who you are, and life kind of changes at that point, because I see the world like completely differently now after the fact that I went ahead and embraced who I am now. And I love it. I love my life now. But I say it's still stressful. I'm still crazy as shit, but I just embrace it more now. And I'm ready to deal with it, and I want to help you or your family members or whoever is out there struggling with their mental health. I want to help them if I can. I mean, but if this video, I mean, this podcast touches you in any way, please let me know. Like, send me an email, shoot me a fucking message on Facebook. That's what I'm here for, man. Cause like people will reach. I love when people reach out to me and we just have a mental health conversation. I had one with a girl that works with me earlier, and she was just talking about mental health and shit like that, and therapy and shit like that. Just going back and forth. It was refreshing to meet people who are damaged. It's just fun. It's not fun, but it's like it's interesting how the mind works, and I love how the mind works. Anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short. Come up on the 7-minute mark. Just wanted to kind of give y'all a little beep what I do, why I do what I do. And anyways, I love y'all. Don't suffer in silence. If you need help, get help. Seek therapy or send me a message at Mental Illness on Facebook. Love y'all. Peace.